Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change. Don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that's on program with a hot floor. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Brennan Database Brazzo.
Query, who's going to win this trivia competition? Answer, me.
Darren Math Magician Glass.
1 - 3 = -u.
And Chelsea Baby Fishmouth Jupin.
I'm sweeping the nation. I hear them talking.
Hello to everybody, and thank you for joining us for today's match. We are here with the second elimination match of the LV426 division here in our eighth season. Keeping score and making sure everything is shipshape for us, as always, is our dear friend, Scoremaster Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi there, Taylor. I got some disturbing news. My mother recently retired, and she started texting me about every episode the day after they come out because she's listened to them immediately. So, hi, Mom, and I promise you I'm doing better stuff with my education than this. I promise.
Humble brag. Dan's mom listens to the podcast. Ooh, your mom loves you. Fancy. My mom loves me fine. It's great. Also with us today is our other dear friend, production master Dave. Hi, Dave.
I am a shadowy reflection of you. Don't take only a nudge to make you like me, to push you out of the light.
Well, that sounds like it is exactly the time to start our first game of the day, a round of My Champion. In this game, each one of our players has picked a champion from somewhere out in the world of pop culture, but we pick the battle those champions are fighting. Professional internetter and motor racing enthusiast Brennan Brazzo, who is your champion today?
My champion is Dogman from the Dal Pilkey novels of the same name, Dogman.
From our MCU special and a regular appearer at our monthly Patreon Game Shelf Decathlons, it's crusty old Dean, Darren Glass. Darren, who have you got?
I have Bill McNeil from WNYX and News Radio.
And also with us today is perpetual bar trivia runner-up and pop culture enthusiast, Chelsea Jupin. Chelsea, who is your champion today?
My champion is Elizabeth Jennings from The Americans.
All right, three champions are locked in. I am on judging duties today, so let's spin that scenario wheel. Today's scenario, who is most likely to make it to the World Chess Championship, but then crash and burn in the final match? Brennan, why is the Dav Pilkey-created character Dogman most likely to make it to the World Chess Championship, but then totally crash and burn in that final match?
As we all know, Dogman is not that great at playing chess or any other types of games, unless it's chasing balls or cars or peeing in Chief's office. But if by some happenstance he did manage to get to the end, he would manage to screw it up by either eating the chessboard or peeing on the chessboard or something along those lines.
Thank you, Brennan. All right, Darren, why is Bill McNeil going to make it to that chess final, but then not quite earn that championship?
Well, I think as everyone knows, at everything he tries, Bill McNeil is absolutely, completely adequate. He just thrives in his adequaticity. He would be great and he would be bragging and really on top of things. And he's probably taken a lot of lessons with his twin brother, Troy McClure, who you might remember from his film Alice Through the Windshield Glass. So I think Bill McNeil would, you know, do a lot of great work to play chess, drinking his rocket fuel malt liquor the whole time, and then eventually that would catch up with him and he would lose. Gazizza.
Thank you, Darren. All right, Chelsea, make the case for Elizabeth Jennings for being the most likely to make it to that chess championship, but then not quite win in that final.
Well, she does have the added advantage of the fact that she's secretly Russian, and Russian people tend to be pretty good at chess, as Chess the Musical would have me to believe. So she has that going for her. She's clever, she's conniving, and she's got a brain for chess, but things tend to fall apart in the Jennings world, as seen in the end of The Americans. So I can't see her going quite all the way, but she would definitely be a formidable opponent.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, time for me to make a decision, and this one is a no-brainer for me. I really have a hard time seeing Dogman or Bill McNeil being that good at chess to begin with, whereas Elizabeth Jennings has got all those strategic maneuverings right there, has the Russian background, but then, of course, has that also history of things not panning out exactly as she wants. This is a total win for Chelsea and Elizabeth Jennings.
Woohoo!
Chelsea, you have won my champion, which means you get to go first in round one, and you get to take a crack at the half point. Answer this question correctly, and you'll have half a point more than either of your fellow competitors. Here is your half point question. Singer Murray Head had a 1984 hit single with what song from the musical Chess?
One Night in Bangkok.
It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's jumpster.
As we heard at the top of the show, that is One Night in Bangkok. So Chelsea, you have earned the half point, and you'll start us off in round one, still skipping intro. The advent of the skip intro button on streaming services has caused us to get a little fuzzy on our favorite TV theme songs from all eras. In this game, we'll play you a clip of just the first and last second of a TV show's theme song. You name the show. For instance, if we played you this clip,
Sunday days,
you'd know that was the skip intro'd theme to
Happy Days.
Happy Days, yes, that would get you 10 points. If you need some help, we can then play you the first 3 and last 3 seconds of that theme, but then the answer becomes just 5 points. Each player will get one theme from a show that started its run in each decade from the 1970s to the 2010s. Let's start off with the 70s and our first skip intro theme for Chelsea.
Where we're moving, ah! Where we're moving, ah!
The Jeffersons?
Where we're moving on.
Correct for 10 right off the bat. Next up to Brennan.
That is a very good theme song that has something that I might know, and I think I'm going to go with the hint on that one because I'm not exactly sure what it is. That cleared it up. I do believe that is Dallas.
That is Dallas. And rounding out the 70s with one more clip for Darren.
Oh, that is so familiar. But I think I'm going to need the hint. Is that Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman!
All the world is waiting for you.
As you heard, yes, that is correct. Wonder Woman. All right, let's head over to the 1980s with our first one for Chelsea.
That's not ringing a bell immediately, so I'd like to go for the hint. Yeah, I've seen a lot of 80s TV. I was born in the 80s, but I don't know this one. Sorry, pass.
I bet we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Brennan, what's that show?
Sha-na-na-na. I do believe that's Family Ties.
Family Ties. Next up, Brennan, this 80s theme is for you.
Pretty sure it's this. Is that Full House?
Whatever happened
to predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please.
That's Full House. Good job, Brandon. Next up, one more 80s clip for Darren.
I'm going to go with another hint.
Someone by now.
That's Moonlighting.
Someone by now.
They can't get the music rights for the DVD, but you guys got them.
Yes, we definitely got the rights.
Yeah, totally.
No follow-up questions, please.
All right, we are continuing into the 1990s. This clip is for Chelsea.
That's Twin Peaks.
The calming sounds of Twin Peaks for 10. Next up to Brennan.
Building. Building.
I do believe that's Frasier, and I should know I'm Frasier.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
Another 10 to Brennan. Next up to Darren.
Well, that's got to be Beverly Hills 90210.
Excellent work from Darren. That'll take us to our first score update from Scoremaster Dan.
Everyone is doing very well so far. Darren has 20 points. Chelsea has 20 points and the half point. Brennan is in the lead. He has 25.
Still anybody's game. Let's get back into it with three themes, one for each player, from a show that started in the 2000s. This one's for Chelsea.
Now the story. Now the story.
I love that show. That's Arrested Development.
Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. It's Arrested Development.
Thanks, Ron Howard. Yes, that is Arrested Development. Next up to Brennan.
Ah, the classic Mad Men. Love that show.
Mad Men is correct. Next up to Darren.
A long time. A long time.
It's not quite ringing a bell yet, so I think I need that hint again.
A long time ago, we used to.
Oh my gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. But I'm not getting it, so sorry, pass.
A long time ago, we used to be friends, but I haven't thought of you lately.
What's that show, Chelsea?
Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars. Last skip intro theme for each player. All these come from shows that started in the 2010s. Let's start with Chelsea.
I'm gonna need the hint for that. It's not one I recognize, and I'm gonna guess that that means it's from a show that is a blind spot of mine that I'm pretty sure debuted in the 2010s. Is that The Walking Dead?
All this lonely
pissed off lonesome. I'm fighting for my soul. God, get at your boy.
Look out for those zombies are coming to your home.
Oh.
I would love to see an episode of The Walking Dead that starts with that music. In this case, we're talking the theme to Justified. Next up to Brennan.
Just watched a marathon of this just a couple days ago. That would be Bob's Burgers.
Points for Brennan. All right, our last one is for Darren.
Hey, Gus.
Is that New Girl?
Who's that girl? Who's that girl? It's Jess.
Correct. 10 points for Darren closes out round one. Up next, the scores from Dan and on to round two.
Going to round two, it's time for the Tracer Bullet score break. Bullet. Tracer Bullet. What people call me is something else again. I'm a private eye. Says so on the door. Right now, Brennan is in the lead with 45 points, Chelsea has 30 points and the half point, Darren is just barely in third place. He's got 30, and that means he'll have to go first in round two.
I have a request. Dan, for the next score break, can you please just do it all in Tracer Bullet?
Sure, you got it.
All right, great.
And it means Darren's also going to get a chance to make up some ground or maybe even take the lead with the Threequalizer. Darren, I'm going to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You have three guesses to match as many of those answers as you can, with 10 points to you for each answer you can match. Here is your Threequalizer question. Paula Abdul's 1988 debut album, Forever Your Girl, yielded 4 U.S. number one singles. In addition to the title track, Forever Your Girl, what other 3 songs from that album went to number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100?
Okay, well, Opposites Attract is one of them, with the good old MC Scat Cat helping out. You said I can't go with the title track, so that's another one. And I am not thinking of any other Paula Abdul songs or any other MC Scat Cat songs for that matter.
10 points for getting Opposites Attract there. The other two are Cold Hearted and Straight Up, 2 other number one singles.
Yeah, Darren, I'm very disappointed. So some other MC Scat Cat songs for you would have been No Dogs Allowed or Cat in the Casino or Scat Strut. I Ain't No Kitty. Come on. These are all classics. I had that album as a kid. I'm very sorry.
Well, still, you got 10 points, Darren. And because of the 10 points you got for Opposites Attract, we're going to go right into round two entitled Antonyms Attract. As George Costanza taught us, sometimes you just have to take your instincts and do the opposite. Movies and TV seem to have followed that advice and yielded many titles over the years whose titles are opposites of one another. In this game, we'll describe 2 pop culture properties whose titles are opposites, or just about opposites, of one another. You name the 2 properties in question. For example, if we said a 2015 Jennifer Lawrence starring biopic of the inventor of the Miracle Mop is the opposite of a Stephen King movie adaptation about an obsessed fan of a popular writer, you'd know that the 2 movies were
Joy and Misery.
Joy and Misery would get you 10 points for each of the 2 movies or shows you can identify. Then, for 10 more points, we'll ask you a trivia question about another link between those first 2 answers. Let's start with Darren. A 2004 quotable high school comedy movie is the opposite of a 2016 LA set buddy cop comedy.
2004 high school comedy. I keep wanting to say this would be something like Napoleon Dynamite, but I cannot figure out what the other one would be. So I'm going to guess Napoleon Dynamite and someone else.
In this case, the movies we're talking here are Mean Girls and The Nice Guys. Mean Girls and The Nice Guys.
and Darren, I think it's pretty obvious, the opposite of Napoleon would be Wellington. So that worked from there.
Still for Darren, what 2004 movie stars Mean Girls star Rachel McAdams and The Nice Guy star Ryan Gosling?
The Notebook.
10 points for Darren. Very good. Next up to Chelsea. A 2019 DC villain origin story is the opposite of a Coen Brothers movie about a disheveled academic right around his son's bar mitzvah.
Oh, geez. DC villain origin story. Oh, I'm just like blanking on any name of anything that has ever existed ever. The DC origin one, I'm thinking, you said it was 2019? Because I would have said, the thing that Margot Robbie is in that I also can't even remember the name of, so I guess I wouldn't have said it. Pass.
In this case, we're talking Joker, and the Coen Brothers movie is A Serious Man. Joker, the opposite of A Serious Man.
Yeah. I tried my best to pretend the Joker movie didn't exist, so that's what did it.
Still for Chelsea, Joker draws stylistic inspiration from the films of Martin Scorsese, who directed the pilot of what HBO series that featured A Serious Man's Michael Stuhlbarg as Arnold Rothstein?
Boardwalk Empire.
Still 10 points for that follow-up. Next up to Brennan. A 2021 M. Night Shyamalan movie about a mysterious beach is the opposite of a TV Land original series about a divorcee who disingenuously gets a job in publishing.
Okay, so the movie, M. Night Shyamalan movie, I know I've seen this. It is, I want to say young, but it's not that, it's old. And the other one, which is about publishing, and I have no idea what that could... Well, I mean, I'll go with Young, as in... No.
Very close. Younger is that series title. Still for Brennan, old star Alex Wolff got his start on Nickelodeon's The Naked Brothers Band. What Disney Channel series launched the career of younger star Hilary Duff?
iCarly?
Miranda Cosgrove is iCarly. Hilary Duff was Lizzie McGuire. Lizzie McGuire over on the Disney Channel.
Disney expert Taylor Cole.
Up to a certain point.
Up to a certain point.
Still 10 points for Brennan for knowing old. Next up, back to Darren. A 2019 horror movie about an uprising of the literal underclass is the opposite of a 2021 Amazon series about a family who encounters otherworldly forces in 1950s LA.
Well, the 2019 horror movie would be Parasite. Oh. Well, then I guess I'm not sure. This round is not my friend. I'm not sure. I pass.
That 2019 horror movie is Us, the Jordan Peele movie.
That's right.
And the Amazon series was simply called Them. Now, Darren, appearing in both Us and Them is actress Shahadi Wright Joseph. Joseph also played Little Inez Stubbs in the 2016 live broadcast of what musical?
Was that Annie?
Little Inez Stubbs, a character from Hairspray.
That's right.
Back to Chelsea. A 1988 fantasy teen wish fulfillment comedy is the opposite of a 2019 movie with the reverse premise.
Oh, gosh. Is the fantasy teen wish fulfillment comedy Big? And then the 2019 was called Little?
The full 20 for Chelsea. Chelsea, Tom Hanks was nominated for an Oscar for his performance in Big. What little star was one of three Oscar hosts in March 2022?
Wasn't that Regina Hall?
Another 10 for Chelsea. Nice pull. We are back to Brennan. A 2018 biopic of Neil Armstrong is the opposite of a TV adaptation of a dystopian comic series about an aspiring escape artist and his pet monkey.
All right, so the dystopian series is Why the Last Man, which would make the 2018 biopic The First Man?
We're taking it. First Man is that title. Still for Brennan, Jason Clarke from First Man and Olivia Thirlby from Why the Last Man both appear in what 2017 historical drama in which Clarke plays Ted Kennedy?
Ooh, that's a good question, which I do not have the answer to, so I will have to pass on that because nothing I can think about.
That movie was called Chappaquiddick, about a trying time in Ted Kennedy's life. We are back to Darren. A 2017 horror movie that's a biblical metaphor and an allegory for climate change is the opposite of an Oscar-winning adaptation of a play about dementia.
Again, nothing there is ringing any bells off the first hand. Is the play... No, I'm going to pass.
The movie, that's that biblical allegory and climate change thing, is Mother, with the exclamation mark, lowercase m, Darren Aronofsky there.
Sorry, what was that film again?
Mother!
Say the line, Taylor!
Do that thing!
The Oscar-winning adaptation of a play about dementia is The Father, for which Anthony Hopkins won his second Oscar. Darren, Anthony Hopkins from The Father was in what other film from Mother director Darren Aronofsky, in which Hopkins plays the character of Methuselah?
You couldn't go with the Darren Aronofsky movie about math, could you? That would have made my life a lot easier here. Was that... I can picture it, but I'm not pulling it either, so pass.
That is his adaptation of Noah, about Noah and his ark. Russell Crowe in that one. We are back over to Chelsea. A 2007 experimental biopic of Bob Dylan is the opposite of a 2010 experimental documentary about Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, the 2007 experimental biopic of Dylan was I'm Not There. So I'm going to guess that the Joaquin Phoenix movie was called I'm Right Here.
Very close. I'm Still Here. Still Here is that title. Still 10 points for I'm Not There. Chelsea, I'm Not There star Christian Bale and I'm Still Here director Casey Affleck have both appeared in what 2013 drama about Pennsylvania steel mill workers?
Pass.
That is Scott Cooper's Out of the Furnace with Christian Bale and Casey Affleck and way more famous people than would belong in a movie that's that bad. We are back to Brennan. A 1995 Miami-set buddy cop action movie is the opposite of a 2019 junior high-set raunchy adventure comedy.
Okay, I think I might actually have this. So in 1995, I definitely saw this movie. That would be Bad Boys. And the 2019 movie, I watched this. I think it is The Good Girls.
Good Boys with Jacob Tremblay hanging out in there. Brennan, Good Boys was produced by the creative team of Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. What notable producing pair made Bad Boys?
That would be Jerry Bruckheimer and Don Simpson.
Pulling that second name, very good to Brennan. 20 total points on that question, which will take us into our next score update from Tracer Bullet. Scoremaster Dan.
Tracer Bullet here. Brennan's got 95 points. Chelsea has 80 and a half points. Darren has 50, or so they say.
Yay.
So Dan doing Tracer Bullet is his version of me having to do Mother.
Yep. Dance for me, my monkey partners.
All right, we are back into the game with another set of opposite titles for Darren. A 2022 erotic thriller based on a Patricia Highsmith novel is the opposite of a 2016 Blake Lively shark survival thriller.
Is there an opposite of Sharknado? I can't really think of what that would be. No, was that Deep Water? Was that the film? And so then I'll go with Shallow Water.
In the right ballpark, that Blake Lively movie is The Shallows. Darren, what 2010 crime film features Deep Water's Ben Affleck and The Shallows' Blake Lively?
Was that The Town?
Another 10. Deepwater and The Town. 20 total points there for Darren. Next to Chelsea. A 2016 comedy about a woman who rebounds from her business failings by selling a version of Girl Scout cookies is the opposite of a 2015 comedy where a retired executive works a low-level job at a fashion website.
Okay. I think the 2016, was that called The Boss? And then is the 2015 The Intern?
Melissa McCarthy and Robert De Niro as the title roles in those movies. 20 there for Chelsea, still with a follow-up. The Boss was directed by Melissa McCarthy's husband, Ben Falcone. The Intern was directed by Nancy Myers after her split from director Charles Shire. What 1980 Goldie Hawn comedy was Myers and Shire's first collaboration?
Private Benjamin?
Full 30 across that question for Chelsea. Nice job. Next up, back to Brennan. A 2019 M. Night Shyamalan-produced TV series is the opposite of a 2012 Philip Seymour Hoffman period piece.
2019 M. Night Shyamalan... TV series, which I have never seen, along with a period piece, which I probably also haven't seen. So I'm going to have to pass on both.
Shyamalan is the producer on Apple TV's Servant, and that Philip Seymour Hoffman movie is then The Master. So Servant and The Master. Still for Brennan, The Master's Laura Dern starred on HBO's Big Little Lies. What HBO series starred Servant's Lauren Ambrose?
This is my Achilles heel because I don't usually watch HBO, so I do not know. So I'm going to name an HBO show at random, which is HBO show, which should come to mind. Game of Thrones. I don't know.
Lauren Ambrose, one of the leads on 6 Feet Under.
Also, if you're trying to name a random HBO show, the correct random HBO show is always going to be John from Cincinnati.
Yeah. Actually, there's Arliss as well. I feel Arliss is in the hunt.
Arliss is still on the air, I think.
You're right.
It's not random at all. All right, we are back over to Darren. A 2009 psychological war thriller is the opposite of a 2015 Tina Fey and Amy Poehler comedy.
Is that is the comedy? Oh, there's a couple of them. Was that Baby Mama? Well, then was the psychological war thriller? Trying to remember 2009. That was when I had a newborn baby. So
adult data. Is not the right answer.
Single movie that year other than Avatar. So let's go with Avatar.
What is the opposite of Avatar? That's what I want to know.
See, I was going to try and find what the opposite of Baby Mama was. Is that Stepdad? I'm not quite sure.
Adult Dada.
Yeah. Old Papa. All right. No, Darren, those movies are Brothers with Tobey Maguire, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Natalie Portman. And Sisters is the later of the two Tina Fey, Amy Poehler comedies. They're in 2015. Darren, all three leads of the film Brothers have appeared in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Sisters supporting player Renee Elise Goldsberry recently showed up in the MCU on this 2022 Disney Plus series.
Oh, she was in She-Hulk. Attorney at Law.
Gets the extra part of the answer there. Very good. 10 points at the end there for Darren. Next, we are back to Chelsea. A 1987 sci-fi action movie is the opposite of its own 2022 streaming prequel.
That is not ringing any bells. 1987 sci-fi action movie, and now it's a 2022 streaming prequel movie as well? Yeah, but I don't know. Pass.
We're talking Predator and Prey. Predator
oh my God.
And Prey.
My husband's going to be so mad at me.
Still for Chelsea, Prey director Dan Trachtenberg has helmed an installment from a different movie franchise that, like Prey, features no cast members from the original. What is that 2016 movie?
I know it because I remember hearing about it when Prey was coming out this year, but I'm not going to get it past.
Dan Trachtenberg also made the second Cloverfield movie, 10 Cloverfield Lane. And closing out the round with Brennan. A 1995 Europe-set romance is the opposite of its own 2004 Europe-set sequel.
All right, so by context clues, I think I might know what these are, having seen neither of them. This is, I'm just hoping I'm getting the things. It's Before Sunrise? Is one, and After Sunset is the other?
Before Sunset is the other, but there is a movie called After the Sunset, which is completely unrelated to those other movies. Brennan, besides the third installment, Before Midnight, what rotoscope animated film also features Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy as Jesse and Celine, their characters from the Before trilogy?
I'm going to say the only movie I know that's rotoscoped is A Scanner Darkly.
Still a Richard Linklater rotoscope movie, but before A Scanner Darkly, he did one called Waking Life with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy jumping in there. Well, that'll do it for round two. Up next, the scores from Dan and on to our final round. Before we get to our last round of play, it's time for the home version. Correctly guess the answer to Dan's riddle by the time next episode comes out, and you can win the chance to name a score break here on the show. Take it away, Dan.
I don't know who Dan is, but Tracer Bullitt's here. An accomplished musician as Demons Within. You might find her waving a stick in Berlin. Whether real or not real, her fame's doomed to fail. But at least we're all sure her apartment's for sale.
Think you know the answer? Then head to usaquizshow.com/riddle, submit that answer, and win that prize. Then see where we post the answer next week on our social media. We're on Instagram at USA Quiz Show, and I guess on Twitter for now. Who knows? We record these a little ways in advance, so I don't know. Maybe Twitter's dead. Who knows? Thanks for the riddle, Dan. How about a score update?
I wasn't here for a minute. I had a little cough. This is the score break. I'm sure that doesn't forebode anything. At this point, Chelsea lead with 110 points and the half point. Brennan's got 105. Darren's in third place with 80. That means he'll go first in round three and will need to get 4 correct answers in order to pull into the lead.
4 correct answers is very doable because it's a still close game here in the lightning round. In this round, players have their choice of categories and are given 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. You will earn 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Today's categories are Life Serial, Broadway Video, The 5-0, and Neither Bennett Nor Blair Awards. Now, those topics are a little bit mysterious, so pick the one you think you're going to do the best on. Or maybe pick something that sounds easy and keep it away from one of your fellow competitors. Darren, in third place, you get first pick at a lightning round topic. Which of these 4 categories would you like? Once again, they are Life Serial, Broadway Video, The 5-0, and Neither Bennett Nor Blair Awards.
I'll go with Broadway Video.
Where do you think this is going, Darren?
I'm hoping it's like Lorne Michaels, Saturday Night Live, something along that line, but it probably isn't.
You are spot on, Darren. Broadway Video is the company that is owned and run by Lorne Michaels, so this is all going to be about movies and TV produced by Lorne Michaels. 90 seconds on the clock. Timer starts when I finish reading the first question. Darren, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip premiered the same year as this similar Michaels-produced series.
30 Rock.
Alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short, he is the third of the three amigos.
Chevy Chase.
This Oscar winner serves as the host for Documentary Now.
Pass.
In Wayne's World, this song is banned from being played in a guitar store.
Stairway to Heaven.
Christina Applegate and Will Arnett are new parents in this short-lived comedy series.
Pass.
Michelle Williams makes her film debut in a 1994 movie about this heroic collie.
Pass.
Mark McKinney starred on this Michaels-produced sketch show before his time on SNL.
Kids in the Hall.
This Lonely Island member directed the movie version of MacGruber.
Akiva Goldsmith.
Yorma Taccone. Fred Armisen teams up with this Slater-Kinney member for Portlandia.
I totally knew her name until you asked that question. Kinney.
Cary Brownstein. This actor went uncredited for his role as Tommy's stepbrother in Tommy Boy.
Pass.
This SNL cast member went on to create and star in Detroiters.
Jason Sudeikis.
Before I Think You Should Leave, that was Tim Robinson creating Detroiters. All right, Dan, let's hear the Darren report.
Darren had a pretty good round. Let's go through the passes first. The Oscar winner who serves as the host for Documentary Now is Helen Mirren. Christina Applegate and Will Arnett are new parents in the short-lived series Up All Night. Michelle Williams made her film debut in a 1994 movie about Lassie, you know, everyone's favorite heroic collie. And Rob Lowe went uncredited for his role as Tommy's stepbrother in Tommy Boy. Darren got 4 correct answers, which is just what he needed to pull in the lead. So Darren now has lead with 120 points. Brenda's up next. He has 105. He'll need to get 2 correct answers in order to pull into first.
All right, Brennan, 3 topics left on the board for you. They are Life Cereal, The 5-0, and Neither Bennett Nor Blair Awards.
Oh, all of those seem tempting, but I'm going to go with the 5-0.
Got a guess as to where this is going, Brennan?
I'm guessing cop shows, but that's what you would want me to think. So it's law shows.
It is what we wanted you to think, but still, we're going in a totally different direction with this one. In this case, because it's 5-0, every answer in this round is 5 letters long and ends with the letter O. So every answer is exactly 5 letters long and ends with the letter O. 90 seconds on the clock. Brennan, are you ready?
Ready-o.
Top Chef and Project Runway started on this channel.
Bravo.
Sacha Baron Cohen starred in this 2009 film.
Borat.
Bruno. Chris Kattan played this exotic dancer on SNL from 1997 to 2002.
Pass.
Howie Mandel voiced this character in Gremlins.
Pass.
This dessert brand was the longtime sponsor of The Jack Benny Show.
Pass.
In a 2010 sequel, the Michael Douglas character with this surname is released from prison.
Devo?
Gecko. In a 1981 movie, this character is the Gay Blade.
Pass.
This video game bear has been paired with Kazooie the bird since 1998.
Banjo.
This Disney dog first appeared in a 1930 Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Pluto.
If Jack Albertson is the man, then Freddie Prinze Sr. is him.
Pass.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot is this alt-rock band's best-selling album.
Pass.
On Tailspin, this Jungle Book character is cast as a cargo pilot.
Baloo.
In Flash Gordon, Ming the Merciless rules from this planet.
Pass.
In a Leonard Nimoy song, this Baggins is the greatest little hobbit of them all.
Frodo.
Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Dang it.
All right, Dan, let's hear the Brennan report.
All right, a lot of passes, but thankfully all the answers are very short, so we can get through this quickly. Chris Kattan played the exotic dancer Mango on SNL from 1997 to 2002. Howie Mandel voiced Gizmo in Gremlins. The dessert brand that was a longtime sponsor of the Jack Benny Show was Jell-O. Jell-O now comes in six delicious flavors: orange, cherry, lemon, and lime. In 1981 movie, Zorro is the gay Blade. See, they were doing a... You know what? It's not even funny anymore, because it was a long time ago, and yeah, not okay. If Jack Albertson is the man, then Freddie Prinze Sr. is Chico from Chico and the Man. Yankee Hotel Foxtrot is Wilco's best-selling album, led everyone to think they liked their music until they heard their next album, which was nothing like it. And in Flash Gordon, Ming the Merciless rules from the planet Mongo, as we all found out from last episode, where we talked about Ming the Merciless and Mongo. Brennan got 4 correct answers, bringing a total of 145. Chelsea's up next. She will need to get 4 correct in order to take the win.
A Ghost is Born is still a great Wilco album. Chelsea, 2 category choices left for you. They are Life Cereal and Neither Bennett Nor Blair Awards.
I'm going to go with Life Cereal.
You got a guess as to where this is headed?
Not a clue.
Well, in this case, the cereal type of people who are taking life away are cereal killers. This is going to be all about pop culture cereal killers.
Okay. That's not what I would have guessed.
90 seconds on the clock. Chelsea, are you ready?
Yeah.
This Succession star played Hannibal Lecter 5 years before Anthony Hopkins.
Brian Cox.
This actor makes his film debut as the title role in Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Pass.
This serial killer series was revived in 2021 with the subtitle New Blood.
Pass.
Mac the Knife is the only top 10 Billboard hit with a writing credit by this German playwright.
Brecht.
This teen heartthrob plays Ted Bundy in Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile.
Zac Efron.
This director made the serial killer flicks Zodiac and Seven.
David Fincher.
Sweeney Todd enacts his killings in the guise of this profession.
Barber.
This A&E series served as a prequel to Psycho.
Oh, Bates Motel?
She plays the title role in John Waters' Serial Mom.
Kathleen Turner.
The 1992 mockumentary Man Bites Dog comes from this European country.
Pass.
2000's American Psycho adapts a novel by this author.
Bret Easton Ellis.
Sufjan Stevens sings a song about John Wayne Gacy Jr. on his album about this U.S. state.
Illinois.
While Oliver Stone directs Natural Born Killers, it was written by him.
Pass.
The killer turns out to be Billy and Stu in this 1996 franchise starter.
Scream.
Scream is correct, but after the buzzer. All right, Dan, let's hear the Chelsea report and our final scores.
All right. Chelsea did very well in her lightning round, only a few passes to go over. The actor made his film debut in the title role in Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer is Michael Rooker. The series that was revived in 2021 with the subtitle New Blood / No Longer a Lumberjack is Dexter.
Oh, that's right.
The 1992 mockumentary Man Bites Dog comes from Belgium, the most European of European countries. And while Oliver Stone directs Natural Born Killers, it was written by Quentin Tarantino. You might remember that Chelsea needed to get 4 correct answers in order to take the win. She had 9, so our final scores are Darren with 120, Brennan with 145, and our winner with 200 points and the half point, it's Chelsea.
Chelsea!
All right, Chelsea.
Congratulations. Nicely done, everybody.
Congratulations, Chelsea. And thanks again for playing, Drew, Brennan, and Darren. Fantastic game. Would love to see you back again. But before we go, Darren, where can our players find you online?
Well, it would say Twitter, but as you said earlier, I'm not sure if that will still exist. But I'm Darren Glass at Twitter.
In the meantime, yes. And Chelsea, anywhere online you'd like to point us to?
Similarly, if Twitter still exists, you can follow me at Chelsea Jupin.
Fantastic. And Brennan can be found just driving to survive.
Brennan can be found by opening a window and shouting, Brennan, where are you?
Brennan can be found by finding his GeoCities page from 1995 is where he can find him.
Why did you put that in the plugs document? That's where the real internet lives. Listeners, you can also follow Chelsea as the fish emoji over on our Season 8 bracket. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. Be sure to join us next time for our second elimination match in the Altair 4 division. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan, Production Master Dave, Darren, Brennan, and Chelsea, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show.
Can you run that explanation by me again, please?
So cereal
has
like two meanings.
Yeah.
One of which is like, there's like the brand of cereal. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. Life cereal.
But you're not going to like the other type of cereal? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. There's I like, see. If there's a cereal.
Because they kill you.
Yeah. You got it. Okay.